The book of Acts. Acts chapter 3 and a little bit into chapter 4. And I'm sure we're all aware of brand names and generic, right? There's many generic versions of all kinds of things. And, you know, all those different products. So I was thinking about that. One thing I thought kind of interesting is you don't see commercials for generics, right? Just the name brands. And you know, most time in generics, you know, the generic is just not as good as the brand name, right? Except for maybe medicines, right? If you go in there in the pharmacy, certain things, you look at the ingredients, they're about identical, and it's a lot cheaper. And that's one of the things we like about generics, that they're just cheaper. And in my experience, the only generic that's better than a name brand, you might think kind of crazy here, is Great Value Ranch. You ever get Great Value Ranch? It's better than the name brand stuff. But anyways, I want you to think about brand names and generic, and you know, you can easily, usually distinguish between the real thing and an imitation. Now, this might not be the best illustration for what I'm going to talk about here, the best parallel, but I think the point's the same. And you know, there's a name brand, which is the real thing, and then there's imitations, and they're certainly not the same thing. And so here in Acts chapter 4, verse 7, after being arrested for healing the lame man and preaching the gospel, Peter and John, they're arrested. They're basically on trial by the Jewish council, the Sanhedrin, right? And they're, look at verse 7, by what name have you done this? Right, Peter had already answered the question at least twice before. Before they're arrested, right, to the lame man at the gate of the temple, and he said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk." But later on, there in verse 16 of chapter 3, they're preaching. Right, this is the second sermon in the book of Acts, preaching on Solomon's porch, and Peter proclaimed, you know, and in his name. Through faith in his name, right? That's what made this man strong whom you see. And so now they're in front of the Sanhedrin in chapter 4, and they ask, by what name, right? The answer had already been given, right? But Peter was not ashamed to announce it. He says, let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead by his name, this man stands here before you whole. And so notice that Peter, he didn't offer some generic response, right? He didn't give some generic name, right? Something generic that was similar to the real thing, right? He didn't point to some imitation that was pretty close or kind of close. Peter here concludes his remarks in verse 12, right, with this definitive statement. Nor is there salvation in any other name, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. So in that affirmation right there, divine truth from the scripture condemns all other options. Right, just like John 14 and verse 6, there's only one way to the Father, and that's through Jesus. Right, so this definitive statement here condemns any other option. And I think that's important. So what I'd like you to think about, to take away from this is, would you trust your soul to some other imitation or something that's generic, not the real thing? All right, so let's live each day, you know, seeking the real, authentic authority of Jesus. And that's a thought I wanted you to have for the remainder of your week. As we sing the song of invitation, if there's anybody that is subject to the gospel invitation, you got an opportunity, if you need to put on Christ in baptism, let's take care of that. And if you've done that and you've fallen away, something you want to bring before the church to be reconciled before God, let's take care of that. Or if you just need prayers, just need encouragement, would you let somebody know as we stand, as we sing?